Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 5. Ezra, a priestly scribe, and the need for Ezra's, those skilled in the Word of God. Wednesday, related verses, Colossians 3:16. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. Psalm 119, 2 and 11. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with all their heart. 11. In my heart I have treasured up your word, that I might not sin against you. Deuteronomy 11:18 through 20. Therefore you shall lay these words of mine on your heart and on your soul, and you shall bind them on your hand as a sign, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them to your children, speaking about them when you sit in your house, and when you journey on the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Romans 15:4. For the things that were written previously were written for our instruction, in order that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Related reading. As a result of this time of education and training at Mount Sinai, the nation of Israel became an army not only formed and organized, but also constituted to be God with man and man with God. Hence, in typology, the Israelites were God-men. Everything related to them, even their environment with the pillar of cloud in the day and the pillar of fire at night, was God's expression. Their going forth became God's going forth, Psalm 68. After a short time, however, the children of Israel no longer expressed God, and he let them die in the wilderness. Then God raised up a second generation, and they crossed the River Jordan by a great miracle. As a heavenly constituted army, they came to Jericho. When they shouted, the city of Jericho fell. This was God's testimony. This was the move, the living of God-men. It was God marching on. But when they came to the city of Ai, one among them caused them to fail. From that time onward, there was nothing among the Israelites but degradation. God sent the prophets to warn them and bring them back, but they refused to go along with God. Eventually, God brought the Babylonians to possess the good land and carry the people of Israel away to Babylon to be disciplined and punished. God could not forget the good land, the promised land, the land of Emmanuel. The good land should be the land of God-men for the testimony of God. First, there was a return under the leadership of Zerubbabel, a descendant of the royal family. It was fitting for him to take the lead in the first return from captivity because he had the capacity to administrate and to govern. He was a strong governor, and he led the people in rebuilding the temple with the altar. However, the people were still unruly, for they had become Babylonian in their constitution. Therefore, there was the need for an Ezra, a priest who served God, and also a scribe, a scholar, who was skilled in the Word of God, skilled in the Law of Moses. He bore the totality of the heavenly and divine constitution and culture. Ezra called the people together and confessed not only his own sin, but also the sin of Israel, to bring them back to the Word of God. In the church life today, the main responsibility of the elders is to teach the saints with the truths. The Bible says that one of the qualifications of an elder is being apt to teach, 1 Timothy 3:2. Paul tells us that certain elders may not have a job, but may, quote, labor in the word and teaching, end quote, and therefore should be supported by the church. However, I have observed that some elders are deficient in the knowledge of the truth and may not even be clear whether a particular matter is an item of the truth. Calling on the Lord is necessary, and we need to have such a practice in our daily life, but calling on the Lord's name is not a truth. Likewise, baptism, presbytery, foot washing, and prayer reading are not truths. On the other hand, justification by faith is a truth. Regeneration, sanctification, renewing, transformation, confirmation, transfiguration, being made God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead, all these are truths. Like Ezra, all the elders and co-workers must be skilled in the Word of God. Brother Nee and I spent a great deal of time in learning to be skillful in the Word. Today there is the need not just for Zerubbabel's, but for more Ezra's. Today we need Ezra's to teach people, to educate them, and to constitute them with the heavenly truths.